Welcome everyone to another episode of the Comic Chronicle podcast. I am your host, Society's Mutant / Metahuman Dakota Morgan, coming at you with another Comics and Coffee talk show segment. And today, folks, got some coffee and whatnot, but it's just myself. I know, terrible. What can I say? I wanted to give a review, though, of Voracious Appetite of Destruction. Oh my god, chapters 11 and 12. God. Why am I giving a review on this book, you may say? Well, it's because it's by two friends of the network and friends of mine, Marcusan Nasso and Jason Murr. These two guys, Marcusan and Jason, you guys are the best. Now, folks, if you don't know what Voracious is, go read it. It involves time travel, it involves dinosaurs, alternate realities, love, friendship, whole boatload of shit of things. Absolutely wonderful storyline. I followed him since the beginning, since the first issue. Had a blast. Had him on a show long ago on the dinosaur thing I had, an ode thing, whatchamacallit. We've had him on recently in this year to talk about their Kickstarter, which is the reason why we have chapters 11 and 12. So, Jason and Marcusan, thank you guys for this. And thank you to all the Kickstarter backers too, because I backed it on Kickstarter, got the fun rewards, got a t-shirt, got exclusive art, got some stuff signed by these wonderful guys. And it's just amazing to me of the fans here that came together. We came together to continue this series and also give these guys a job, because it's well worth the continuation of it. And it's like a double-sized issue, might I add. It's chapters 11 and 12 in this that we got from the Kickstarter. 11 and 12. I can't wait to see what comes next. I don't know where we're able to find the next one as of yet, though, but make sure you guys tweet at the guys. I'll give out the information in a little bit. But, of course, it is absolutely insanity of how amazing Voracious is. It really is a good book. Now, I'm going to get into a little bit of spoilers, folks, because this is my review of chapters 11 and 12 of Voracious Appetite of Destruction, and I'm by myself, so it's a little bit weird. So, in this issue, I want to say the art, beautiful. We see Owen. Now, spoilers, spoiler alert. We have managed, really just primal rage, reborn after eating human flesh off of Nate, the main character. Gone primal in our world. His friend, the Triceratops humanoid, look, standing up guy, Gus, is after him. It's been a whole shit show with time travel, alternate realities, because of Nate and Captain Jim. Them guys brought back the dinosaurs and the serve at the restaurant, and it's not gone too well, to say the least here. It went well for them, but, you know, and we're kicking off from there. We ended on a cliffhanger on Chapter 10. Major, major cliffhanger. And we're waiting so patiently for this storyline, and we started right in on the action with Starly, right up to Gus. Everyone all together, her brother, Sheriff, Nate's grandma, Captain Jim, everybody. And, you know, the mysteries have just gone aplenty in this. The story in this makes you fall in love. Marcusan, the writing is done so well. Since in the very first panel, which it coincides with the art, because you have the writing and the art coincide and to make something so good from panel one, you are caught. You are in this book. There's no ifs, ands, buts about it. You are automatically in, and it's beautiful. Now, I do want to say the writing, I just want to keep on going on the writing first, is the writing is so beautiful. You just keep going. The punches keep going. The setup keeps going. The mystery's going to get solved a little bit. More detail on Gus and Owen, Nate and Cap. You know, I want Nate and Starly together, damn it. Her brother the sheriff convinced her otherwise. It's just fucking stupid. I was mad. It's brilliant, but I'm mad. Oh well. So, as you can tell, folks, this is a little review, because Marcusan and Jason definitely deserve this. Now, going on to the art, I want to tell the artwork. Beautiful. Jason Murr is very, very standoutish for his style of art, and it's very, very, you can tell it's Jason, to say the least here. It's beautiful, it's well done, it's eye-catching, the colors, beautiful stuff here. I definitely. So, now I know I want to give Shout out to the colorist as well. So the color art is by Andre Tabakaru, I believe. Now, I know they're probably going to correct me and whatnot, but terribly sorry if I butchered that name. I never said it before. I don't think I've heard anybody mention it before either. So, but all credit to these three folks on this book. Because the art, and it just, it, I can go so on about it. I can just fangasm. But moving on, we are moving on here because Gus and Owen, their relationship, we explore that in the past. We have a little bit of flashbacks with Gus's missing wife, thanks to Nate and his dinosaur restaurant, you know. And moving forward, we have, this book is, and I've always said, this book is gruesome. This is not your young kid comic. This is made for some sort of older, or a teen, well, my perspective, teenagers and adults. It's what this book is made for. It's gory, it's adult, it tackles fun issues, and motherfucker, that egg comes back, that one that mysteriously was there in the workshop for the longest time with the time travel suits, now it comes back. Captain Jim has a medical mystery thing going on here with the bleeding nose, and as we know, as far as I know, maybe he's going to turn into some Stranger Things shit, and it's going to be like 11 all over again. That would be awesome, not going to lie. Owen's killing fucking people all left and right because he's giant ravage now because he tasted human flesh. So it makes me think, what does a dinosaur flesh do to humans? We may never know. We're going to find out. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. And the mystery of Grams, beautiful mystery there. You wonder what's going to happen to her next. The sheriff as well. Trying to figure out how things are going to go. Just 11 and 12 have set up such a beautiful, beautiful time. And folks, if you have not read it yet, get your hands, I don't care how you do it, I believe it's coming to stores soon, get your hands on Voracious, chapters 11 and 12. It's definitely, definitely worth the time. I have right now my shirt hanging up at the moment, the Voracious t-shirt, and I definitely want to say, Jason, Marcuson, thank you guys for coming on, thank you for allowing me, and thanks for co-creating this book. Thank you guys for all the hard work you've done. Thank you to the Kickstarters. Because this book, I don't want to, it's tough not to spoil it, it really is. So, all I gotta say, folks, is check out this book, because if you, and go back, go to the local comic book store, get a hold of some single issues, or the trades, of Voracious, for the early stages, the early chapters, well worth your time. If you like dinosaurs, time travel, you like mystery, suspense, horror, action, thriller, it's all there for you. Voracious delivers. Now, I can fangasm about this book like fucking crazy, but all I'm going to say is go read it. Now, folks, if you do want to follow us on the Comic Chronicle podcast for a Comics and Coffee Talk Show, then make sure you guys follow us at Real Fan Corp on Twitter and Instagram, at Real Fan Corp on Twitter and Instagram, and make sure that you follow and like the Fan Corp Network page on Facebook and YouTube. And, folks, definitely, definitely, definitely. Definitely follow Marcuson Nasso on Twitter and Jason Murr on Twitter as well, because it's well worth your time. It puts a lot of fun shit, and stay tuned and follow Voracious Comic on Twitter as well, because it's well worth your time, and keep in touch with it. Read the series, folks. I can't say any more because I could be here for 2 days talking about it. So, and be sure to subscribe to our Patreon, by the way, as well. We have a new Patreon going on here. So if you want to get cool exclusive prizes and you want to get fun monthly stuff and fun monthly shout outs and whatnot on the Comic Chronicle podcast, on Comics and Coffee Talk Show segment, or the interviews, then go to patreon.com/comicchronicle. That's patreon.com/comicchronicle. And also visit your local comic book store to pick up Voracious. Alrighty, folks. And stay classy, Black Fossil. Alrighty, folks, don't you dare just go yet, because I have with me a special guest. Now, do you have some landscaping problems? Do you have something that, you know, you need some help with in the good old-fashioned outdoors? Well, I have with me here today a very special guest. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
My name's Jesse Ewing. I'm the owner of Ewing Land Management, LLC.
That's right, folks. Right now, this can be considered a sponsor. Jesse here is a sponsor of us. Ewing Land Management is a sponsor of the Comic Chronicle podcast. And, you know, we wanted to bring him on here today because, you know, people need help. And Jesse needs work as well. So it's all, those two and two, they work together sort of thing. Today, folks, and Jesse, kind of give a backstory. What is Ewing Land Management?
Ewing Land Management is a young and growing company. We specialize in basically everything to do with tree care, removal, pruning, planting, pest diagnosis, hazard diagnosis, and mitigation, and some general landscaping services like FireWise, you know, thinning brush for fire safety and things of that nature too.
So things that people desperately need. So that's what you do now. You've been doing this for how long?
Just about 20 years.
About 20 years. So this to say, folks, he's experienced. He's very experienced. Now, where exactly do you operate?
We operate out of Payson, Arizona. We operate in basically the greater Arizona, the whole state. We also operate in New Mexico and parts of California.
All right. So folks in those areas, give Jesse a call. Now, where can they contact you at, Jesse?
You can contact us at 928-363-1893. You can contact us through our website, which is www.ewinglandmanagement.com. You can also contact us through our Facebook page at Ewing Land Management LLC.
And folks, that's where you can find Jesse at today. And make sure you guys give him a contact. You hit him up, go whatever. You can also check out the website as well. Be sure to check out that website, ewinglandmanagement.com, because you guys can see all of his work that he's done so far. You can see how they operate, equipment, and everything else as such. So folks, make sure you go check him out.